Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Scott, and it's my privilege to bring you this Wednesday's devotional, and I've entitled it, What's Your Learning Style? We'll be taking a look really at Daniel chapter 4, verse 27, where Daniel says, Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you. So scientists tell us there are four primary learning styles: visual, auditory, reading, writing, and kinesthetic. I would not dare to argue against those. However, I would like to propose another, and I give full and complete credit to Dennis Keating. I submit the fifth style is the learn by the ear or by the rear approach. Are you familiar with it? Probably more than you would like to be if you're anything like me or King Nebuchadnezzar. I find verse 28 fascinating in light of Daniel's interpretation of the king's dream, and especially in light of verse 27, which reads like this, Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by practicing righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the oppressed, that there may perhaps be a lengthening of your prosperity. Not only does Daniel interpret the dream for Nebuchadnezzar, but he gives him two solid action steps to take, which will ward off the impending doom predicted by the dream. And what does the king do with it all? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. 12 months later, as he's walking around his palace, the predictions come to fruition. One wonders what would have happened if Nebuchadnezzar had chosen to learn by the ear rather than the rear. But before we're too hard on good old King Nebuchadnezzar, I bet we can each think of some fairly significant times in our lives when God sent someone our way with a warning, or caused a verse of scripture to jump off the page, or made a sermon really hit the mark in our hearts, and yet we ignored it entirely, went on about our lives, only to suffer the consequences of not listening later. And why don't we listen? Is it a lack of trust in God's ability to guide us? Is it a lack of trust in the goodness of God's plans for us? Is it a view of God that says His desire is to make me and to make my life miserable, so that it would be best only to trust Him as Savior, but not to follow Him as Lord? Maybe I just think I know better. Well, perhaps it's a bit of all of those. An encouragement that we receive from this account is that God does reach out and offer His guidance to us. I figure if He's given it to a pagan king, how much more is He giving it to His children? See Psalm 32:8 if you'd like a great verse on that. Our response to His guidance is to receive it and to act on it with humility. But there is a challenge here as well. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar, if we reject God's wisdom, we will end up having to learn our lessons in other, less pleasant ways. I would submit the king's lack of humility led to his humiliation. And so, by your ear or by your rear, the choice is yours. Emmanuel Faith, may you and I choose wisely. Amen.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.